Well, I just think, I mean, you know, it's common knowledge that there's been a consensus on a lot of these issues. On international aid, there is a consensus that we should ring fence that. Obviously, on health spending. And, you know, that's the nature of how politics, I suppose, has evolved in the last 10 years or so. Now, I think that that consensus will be under a lot of strain, given the budget realities. I mean, when we were ring-fencing, we didn't have an idea that the tax revenues would be low and that we'd be still running a 100 billion deficit, you know, 5 years into the government. So I'm just describing, you know, where I think we are. And we've always been making the case, certainly the IEA and Free Enterprise Group and other people. And of course, once a lot of our people get into government, then they start singing the government tune. But, you know, we've always been very clear that deficit reduction is absolutely important. And if you are going to reduce a deficit, everything should be put on the table and considered equally. I don't think, you know, but you know, we've always been clear about that. But I think the debate will change, because otherwise we will end up in a situation where interest payments on the debt will be the largest, you know, apart from welfare provision, interest payments on the debt will be the largest element of the expenditure. I mean, I can see that, you know, in 6 or 7 years will be very, very high. I mean, and you know, I think that will force change in the political discussion.
Okay.